And programs on FM 91 are supported in part by the University of Michigan. We are here broadcasting live from the School of Music, Theater, and Dance. We now have Sarah Billman joining us from UMS. Good morning, Sarah, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about your role with UMS?
Sure. I actually started at UMS when I was a student here at the University of Michigan. I was an intern there, and it became a full-time job, and I've now been the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for... well, let's just say over a couple of decades. It's been a minute. And of course, we've worked with WGTE for that entire time as one of our media partners for the many programs that we bring in on tour.
Well, speaking of, you have some wonderful pianists.
We do. We have a lot of pianists coming this season. We just finished a residency with Enon Barnaton last week, and Hélène Grimaud is doing a recital in January. Emmanuel Axe is appearing with Yo-Yo Ma in January. And then in March, we have both Igor Levitt doing a recital, but we're talking about today, Yun-Chan Lim, who will be performing with Orchestre de Paris in mid-March, Thursday, March 14th. And that's after, of course, he won the Van Cliburn competition last year as the youngest artist ever to win it.
I think he was, what, 18?
18 years old. Yeah, and really just extraordinary musicianship and extraordinary playing. We are so excited to be bringing him to Hill Auditorium.
Well, the video of him playing that Rachmaninoff sort of went viral. I mean, I see it shared all over the place.
Oh, yeah. So. I think it had over 10 million views on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
And people instantly know what you're talking about when you mention him, which isn't always that common anymore.
So did you engage him as a result of the competition, the Van Cliburn competition, or was that?
Oh, that is a good question. I think.
Or did somebody see him and think, we've got to have this guy?
Well, it came as part of the orchestra concert. I think that the whole thing was put together probably right after he won Van Cliburn. But we usually do our programming about 12 to 18 months in advance. So I couldn't tell you the exact sequencing.
No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot as far as that goes. But it's a lovely performance. We're going to hear the third movement from that Rachmaninoff. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners while you have the mic?
I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to work with WGTE over the last 25 years or so. Your commitment to classical music in the Michigan and Ohio region is really something that we at UMS count on a lot in developing listeners who love classical music, and we really appreciate all that you do to carry it forward.
Well, the feeling
thank
is
you.
Mutual.
Yes, we appreciate you too.
Sarah Billman, thank you for joining us.
Thank
We're
you for having
listen
me.
We're going to listen to pianist Yu-Chan Lim now. This is the third movement from Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 here on FM 91.
And this is listener-supported FM 91, WGTE FM Toledo, WGLE Lima, WGDE Defiance, WGBE Bryan. We are also online at WGTE.org or available anytime through the mobile WGTE app.